life, oh life.
Well, no, your target was 1,000 people today. Yes?
Yeah, our target was 1,000 people. Well, basically, our target was 50% of the population. Because if we believe we could target 50% of the population, we could bring a big step in awareness, basically. So this was our target, 50% of Oroville's population. Of course, we've included a lot of schools. This morning, what you'd seen is, I don't know, how many outreach schools?
I'm not sure how many outreach, but a total of 14 schools. That's all the Oroville schools and all the outreach schools.
All of them came.
Kulapalem Trust School, Ness. We had Last School, we had Future School, we had Transition, we had Udavi School, IKEAM.
Lots of schools.
All the schools, yeah. Isayambalam School, yeah, all the schools. And all the kindergartens as well.
And basically, yeah, the focus was on, so 50% of our target, 50% of Oroville's population was our target. We hope, I mean, a lot of adults contributed, and we hope to see them this afternoon at the exhibition, and also this evening at the Trashin Show. But what we also wanted to focus on was children, because in the end, they'll inherit the mess we create. So they should be aware of that, and they can also be much easier to convince their parents on product-making decisions, so what rice packet you buy or what biscuits you buy at home, because that makes a big difference. In each household, you can make a big difference. So that's what we tried to demonstrate today to the children.
So what is your feeling? It was successful? Or not?
Yeah, we were so amazed with the...
Extremely successful, and logistics went extremely smoothly. I mean, everything went like clockwork. The buses picked up the children on time, they arrived on time, they left on time, everybody got a juice and a snack, and could enjoy the exhibition. So we couldn't ask, I don't think it could have gone any better in terms of those things.
Cool.
We would have to get the feedback from the actual schools themselves to see what they thought. But from our side, it went it went really well.
Yeah, I think it was amazing.
Yeah, I saw so many people in those black t-shirts. So actually, what was the total number of the volunteers, workers?
I think it's over 100.
More than 100.
But in our core team, we probably have about 15 who've been working for about 3 months. And then there's another 40 who've been helping us for the last 2 weeks, and probably more than 70 who've come today to help with the games, announcements, so many different things. So it's really been quite a turnout. We're really pleased with it, and we're so happy that the community has just come forward and made this campaign a success, because we wouldn't have been able to do it without everybody's help.
It seems to me like all the Oroville participated one point of the time.
I hope so. I mean, we hope that the morning was more focused on the schools and the school children. And then we hope that the Oroville community as a whole comes in the afternoon as well. We still have an exhibition from 2:30 to 4:30.
And after?
In the afternoon.
And then after that, at 8, we're going to have an evening of events, a night to remember. It'll start with music and a Trashin Show, a fashion show at a trash. So we want to bring a new feel to trash, to garbage. And
can you give us any clue?
Yeah, definitely. There'll be an elegant dress made out of cement bags. There'll be beautiful hats made out of garbage, a plastic dress, wonderful accessories. So there's going to be some really amazing stuff tonight. So I would definitely say that every Orvillian who's a willing servitor should
come. Who can fit in the information center should come.
Who can fit in the information center. Yeah, exactly.
What about the music? I heard there are some musicians prepared.
Yeah. There's some great musicians. Nataka is going to be there with Gopika singing some ragas. Emergence, so Krishna from Emergence will be there. Surin will be there.
He's going to sing a song that he just came up with for this campaign, so we hope to hear it for the first time.
Well, Chandra hopes to hear it. I've heard it. It's a great song, so everyone should be there. Surin will be singing it all by himself. And,
no instrument.
It's guitar.
Yeah, I think he might have a guitar. And so there'll be lots of people. Pachamama will be there, who's quite popular in Oroville. And the Mohanam boys will be performing
with
songs.
Instruments made only out of waste.
Yeah.
So something to look forward to.
You saw any of the instruments already?
No. We haven't.
You don't have a clue?
We have no idea.
It's not a surprise. That's the thing.
It's
this campaign has got so big that I have no idea what's happening anymore.
How did it all started?
It started actually with a few of us from Soma Waste Management, which is an organization that was started almost a year and 3 months ago or so. And we had done a smaller litter-free Oroville campaign last year, February, and that was quite successful. We had about 200 people show from the different schools, and we just cleaned up for about an hour and a half, and we had a small little exhibition at the Eucalyptus Grove along the Certitude Road. So we decided that we wanted to do something a bit bigger than that one. So we applied for funding from through project coordination group from Stichting Desire under micro projects. So we had written a project proposal with a small budget, and we got funding. So we got the funding, and then we were talking to a few different people, and we finally roped Ribu in. And then we had a few brainstorming sessions to see how to do the campaign, and we decided that it would be nice, instead of just having 300 people participate, why don't we actually get the entire community for one day to participate and have a really huge interactive exhibition. So that's, and then we had we invited different members from the community, and we had a large brainstorming session with over 25 people to get ideas.
Teachers, business holders, from the whole community, youth. So we tried to get different perspectives onto how we could organize this the best, and what would be the way to do it, how we can make people most aware of waste. And we got so many brilliant ideas. We just didn't have the manpower to execute all of them, but we chose most of them, and then we set up action-based teams. So we have teams for marketing, teams for the cleanup, teams for the exhibition, teams for the events. And what we want to create, and we want to appeal to the whole community, this is very important, is that we create a team for the Platform for Change, which is our biggest objective. This is now, we all understand that waste is an issue, and we all understand that we can make a difference. So we want to come together with a big team, and this is an ongoing project, where we create concrete action to reduce our waste. So you come up with good ideas, and we have quite a few already. So we'd like to get community support from it, and members to help us. And this is an ongoing thing which will go on forever in Oroville, and where we can really make change. So the way we buy our food, the way we package our food, how we segregate at home, how we can help the eco-service. So these are big, big targets we have and goals, and we'd really like everyone to help. And we're so happy that everyone's come till now. But
and we have a website.
Everyone to look at. It's called collectivewaste.org. Collect waste and collective waste. That's the waste, but I'll show it to you.
Collectivewaste.org.
And it's basically on information about waste. We've just built it up now for media and things like that. Basically, if anyone's interested in the pictures, you can find out about the pictures.
But is also the link to it on the main Oroville page?
Not yet, but it will go up soon.
This has just happened the last few days.
This is just up this morning, actually.
Fresh new.
So collective waste, basically collect waste, and the IV is a different color. You can see that. Collectivewaste.org. And if you click on any of the pictures, then you go straight to the pictures which are on Litter-Free Oroville. So, you can see all the pictures that we're going to upload soon.
All the pictures from today, this morning.
Yeah, different photographers.
Exactly. We're asking them to all give us all the pictures. And we have a lot of people filming the event as well, so we hope to make a movie or two out of it.
Local newspaper, national newspaper,
NDTV
national TV.
NDTV came.
Yeah.
And, they came already.
They had
this
a few
morning.
Interviews. And so it's a great success. Outreach Media has helped us get in contact with a lot of the press, and we had a turnout, which was
we even
was
have
really
a lot of Oroville units which are here at the exhibition displaying their different work. We even have NGOs, non-governmental organizations all the way from Bangalore that came to display their products.
Which one?
From Chennai. I'm not sure
hand
if it's there actually. And no, Hand in Hand is from Chennai, and we had Trunk India. It's called Thunk India. Thunk India. They're supposed to have come. I didn't see them, actually, but I think they came.
It's an amazing NGO, and they've done some amazing bags, really high-quality bags made out of 100% recycled.
They collect waste from all the huge companies in Bangalore, and then they segregate that waste, and then they make products out of them, benches and chairs and bags and accessories and all sorts of things.
In Oroville, how much of waste do we produce every day?
The approximate amount of waste that we collect per day is about 500 kilos.
And that's for 60%.
But the eco-service only targets 60% of Oroville's population, which means 40% is doing something else with their waste. And
how
what
come?
They do...
What they do?
I don't know.
Limited
they do,
resources.
They have not joined the eco-service. They do not use the eco-service. So they either sell their waste to another waste dealer, which happens quite often. And then what happens is the waste dealer takes all the recyclables and the things that aren't valuable, he dumps somewhere. So often in our canyons, we find dumped waste from Oroville units that a dealer has done. The other thing is that people burn their waste and bury their waste a lot. So there is still a lot of work to be done in Oroville itself, so that everybody is on the same page, everybody has the same setup for segregating the waste, and everybody contributes towards the eco-service so that they can collect the waste. What happens in Oroville is everybody has a user pay fee for their waste, so you have to, as an individual, pay for your waste for the eco-service to collect it, because they do not have enough funding from the city services
to
run. So that's how it works.
And what about the collecting garbage in the public places, like a visitor center?
Yeah, so, well, Visitor Center, the Eco Service collects it. Yeah, Information Center, Nicole would pay for that. The Information Center has a budget. They would pay for information.
Okay.
So each community, if they have a collection point, the community pays for their waste. But everybody in that community is contributing towards maintenance in the community, one of the things being solid waste. And the Eco Service has a budget from city services for running costs, but it doesn't cover everything. And right now, up to 80% of Orville's waste is recycled. So that means that we only have even higher than 80%. We have about 15 to 12% that is being landfilled. So that we want to reduce. Those are the kind of things that we want to reduce. Because what is being landfilled, a lot of things are the Lay's chip packets, tissue paper, which can actually be turned into compost or put in your organic waste. So these are the kind of things that we want to make the community aware about here also today.
So what you can do with the tissue paper?
You can put it with your organic waste to turn it into compost. It's organic. It doesn't need to be landfilled. It's something that's not hazardous waste or anything like that.
See,
it's
the
not
thing
plastic,
is,
it breaks down.
Yeah, if you put it with your compost, then it goes down very easily. But if you throw it in your garbage, then it goes to Eco Service and they have to handle your tissues. And then it goes to the landfill. So it's better to
just... So it's anyway going back into the ground. So yeah. We have sent a lot of information around, but it's very hard. You need to really circulate information in Orville over and over again. We have come up with recommendations on waste segregation. We have come up with that chart that people can stick on their fridge. We have put it on the AVNet. We've sent it in the news notes at least 8 times. So these are things that it takes time before each individual reads that information and has that information. So that's a work in progress. There is a team that's called the Outreach Group, who's Eco Service and has members of Soma Waste Management, and they go into the community. And if there's a problem in a community, they need help with segregation, they need training for their staff, they go into the community and they help them with that. So, but that's, it's just beginning to happen. So that'll take time. So all those things are things we want to improve. And through this campaign, that's why we have the Eco Service sitting here today. We have the whole Eco Service team here, and we really hope the community gets a chance to see what happens with their waste. There's 6 ladies, and they segregate our waste. All of Orville's waste is segregated by 6 women from surrounding villages, and there are there's Jayamurti and Jillian, who are the coordinators of the Eco Service, and then there are 2 collectors that come and collect the waste on the load carrier. And so we really wanted to come today so that people can really see the Eco Service is here and what kind of job and what kind of waste they have to actually physically deal with. And I think that's extremely important, because what happens with garbage is, it, once it's out of your household, it's out of sight, it's out of mind. You don't care what happens to it because it's out of your garbage can. And this is something that we really want people to do. In Orville, we can do better. We have a landfill, and it's not a great solution. So there are other solutions. And we can reduce the amount of waste going to the landfill. If each individual is conscious and knows what product cannot be recycled, then they can avoid those products or use an alternative product. So there are a lot of things. And these are the things that we're looking for. We don't want to point the finger. We're looking at finding solutions. We don't want to blame people for anything. We're trying to provide them with solutions so they can make that change at their individual level, household level,
yeah,
community level.
And you can choose what decision fits you best.
Exactly.
You know, even if it's putting your, I don't know, it's a silly thing, but even if it's buying, I don't know, a smaller plastic bag, if you still want plastic bags, think about the size of the plastic bag. If that's something you can do, I mean, we're telling you it would be better to avoid it completely, but we're not telling you what to do. Right? We're suggesting things. So if you buy plastic, buy fewer. I wash them once in a while.
I can tell you, 20 years ago in Orville, my mother, first of all, you couldn't get good plastic bags in India. My mother used to get all the plastic bags from abroad. When my grandmother would come, she would bring good plastic bags. My mother washed those plastic bags. They were reused for 10 years, a good plastic bag. Now that doesn't happen much longer. There are a few Orvillians that still do it. But now we're just in a throwaway society. We buy a bag, we don't even think where it comes from or where it goes.
So
I get a plastic bag,
yeah,
and it's easy. You throw it away and it's gone. You don't realize the effect of that plastic bag, and the plastic never goes. It's in our environment forever. It breaks down and it's there forever. So those are things that we hope that people somehow make a conscious choice and persuade people in some way to make that change. We're not forcing people to make a change. We're just trying to give them the background information of what happens to that one plastic bag. And that reducing your plastic is quite easy at the individual level. You can do it. It's a behavioral change, and behavioral changes take a long time.
Out of my curiosity, we recycle, yes? But where the recycle things goes? Because
the recycle,
we don't have work units to,
yeah, so
to
what happens
reuse
is,
them all, yeah?
Yeah. No,
paper.
We don't reuse them. We, huh?
Sell them?
We, what happens is most of the things like plastic and things like that, we segregate here, and there are about 7 different types of plastic, and all those plastics go to a middleman dealer, either from Pondicherry or a surrounding village. So twice a week, the Eco Service brings two loads of waste, including glass and everything. And they sell it on to another dealer, and then that's reprocessed. Like, a lot of plastic is you can only recycle it once, and you have to keep the same grade of plastic with the same grade. You cannot mix different types of plastic or colors or anything like that. And what happens is a lot of it's turned into your buckets, your mugs, your broom handle, low-grade plastic, it's called. So that's what happens with plastic paper. What has happened recently in Oroville is that A4 paper is being recycled actually within Oroville by Oroville Papers. They are taking all office paper. We have these fantastic boxes we got from them, and we're giving them to schools and offices so that everybody can put their used A4 paper in here and can either bring it to the Oroville Papers or they'll pick it up. And what they do is they found a way of pulping the paper and turning it into really nice recycled paper. They have even made, what are the booklets they had made for? Who were they for, that group?
The governing board.
The governing board came just recently. They made booklets all out of that recycled paper. All their folders and everything was made out of that. So we're trying to find solutions within our community. The other thing is styrofoam is, again, something that goes to the landfill. Now, styrofoam, we found a solution since a few months. Dorothy, the architect, is making them into insulation panels. So she uses that for construction, for sound treatment, and for heat. Different things. And those are things that we want to try and develop also in the future, to try and make products. And it's called actually upcycling. That's you make from a waste product, you make something that is considered to be valuable. And that's why at our exhibition, we actually have the START exhibition is everything made out of waste. And that is just to inspire people. It's all things made out of waste. All these artists have made things out of all waste. They've gone to the eco-service, collected all the stuff that goes to the landfill, and made things out of it.
Okay, we sell, recycle, and then actually, you know, we give it to somebody, and we don't think about it anymore.
Mm-mm.
But actually, that's not the end of the line. So what's happening? I mean, after.
The thing is, you cannot easily get that information. I cannot go from the dealer we have now, from the eco-service, I cannot go and ask him for information to the next dealer. Because that's valuable information, you see? All the way up the chain to the factory that recycles the plastic, everybody's making their money. That's their living. So the only way we are trying to do research to find out, okay, how can we get information and go straight to the factory? But the amounts you need, Oroville doesn't have enough. So we have to go through a small dealer. But what would be interesting for us is to find out exactly what happens, to follow the chain of those recyclable goods.
Well, whatever happens, for sure, plastic and paper are two materials that gets downcycled. It doesn't get upcycled. And then there is glass and can that remains, even if you want to recycle it, the quality remains. Plastic and paper always degrades. There's glass and cans, metal, you know, that never goes down on its quality. You can
reuse it, recycle it as
recycle
much as you
it
want.
Any number
stays
of times.
The same.
Any number of times you can recycle it, but not paper and plastic. If you're using a plastic polythene bag, next when we recycle it, it could be something else, but not the same quality. It's
and
going
it
to be a
cannot be recycled again. That's it. Once.
So once it can be recycled.
Plastic is a one time.
And what happened with it when it's
paper is a
17
time recycles. It can be, no. Paper was 17 or 25? 17 times paper can be recycled.
Mm.
Plastic, what happens, it gets turned into something else, and if you throw that away, that's going to go to a landfill. It's going to be dumped somewhere. Burnt. There are different things. There are two things. One is they mix something into regular plastic, and they consider, and that breaks down, but you still have the plastic left. You still have the little plastic, what are they called?
Pellets.
Pellets that are left. The little chemical that is left that makes plastic is still left in your environment. They mix something in it into it, it breaks it down, but it's still going to be there.
Plastic never disappears.
It ends up in a lot of animals, actually.
Yeah, it all comes back to
us. It all comes back to us,
yeah,
in the end. Yeah.
How you see today's event?
Pretty
so
successful.
You are on the half.
Yeah. But I think picking up litter and having 1,200 kids in one place, it just went so smoothly. It's amazing. And we had so many volunteers helping us. And it was just great. It was excellent. We are glad that so many people participated. We are glad that we had so many volunteers come in to help us. And that's the beauty of being in Oroville too. People are so helpful.